Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Exciting hour of conversation on the docket. Optimistic, hopefully, about the day, are you? That's my Yoda line for the day, Jay. Optimistic about the world, are you? Well, let's
you're
see
one day
on.
Too early. Tomorrow's May the 4th.
Oh, May the 4th be with you? Yes, I get that. Okay, so.
There you go.
Well, let's repeat it for the world tomorrow then.
Yeah.
Can we do that? There we go.
I like it.
Yeah, May 3rd, it is on Tuesday. The world is getting focused on problems and solutions, and this, I think, is a big one. Jay Kirshner's here. I'm Doug Stefan on the DJV program. Jennifer is at Mar-a-Lago, and Victoria was in Las Vegas. I think she's not on her way back or something, but we'll all be back together soon. Soon! But Jay and I, we've got it. So
yeah, we do.
This business about the rumor coming from inside the Supreme Court, supposedly a draft opinion exists, that would strike down Roe v. Wade. I talked to both my children last night, and this came up, as a matter of fact. This is an initial opinion, and they are fluid. It could be changed. I wonder if they really read the tea leaves there. They're effectively, you know, the law is, this is what's bothering me, and has bothered me for a long time, about how political the Supreme Court is, as is everything else political. And under the circumstances, whether you agree with this or you don't agree, that is, agree with the original decision, 1973, guaranteeing constitutional protection of a woman's right to choose. That's basically what it is. And the country, it seems to me, I don't like abortion. I've never liked abortion. I don't believe in it. And if I were with somebody who got pregnant at my hand, and then I would urge them to keep the baby and have it adopted. Now, that's what I would urge. But it's not my business what a woman decides to do with this circumstance. There are a lot of women, I know a number of women who've had abortions, and some of them it didn't seem to bother, and some of them it bothered. I think that's part of the discussion. But for the most part, I feel like it's not my business, and I find interesting that some people say that Roe was egregiously wrong from the beginning. At least that's what was in the document leaked to Politico, according to Justice Alito. I don't see how, you know, they say it must be overruled, at least the document that was leaked. It's time to heed the Constitution. What does that mean? Where is there in the Constitution that abortion is legal or illegal? Where is that referenced in the Constitution? Is there such a place in the Constitution where there's...
Not to my I don't know the Constitution verbatim, so not to my knowledge. But the thing about this is that it's not going to completely diminish abortions. People are still going to get them. It's still going to happen. It's
state
just no longer
state.
Going to be safe. No. Right. I mean, if somebody wants it done, they will find a way to get it done. Illegal
get
or not.
It done.
As we already see, even not on the topic of abortion, anything that is illegal still can be done. Still gets done. People still do it. It's not going to put an end to it. It's just no longer going to be safe for women to do so.
Well, so what does that do then to the spirit of America? There are those who say this is something, and mostly men, frankly, are the ones who say this, at least in the circle that I'm in. You hear a lot of discussion about it. I don't remember ever hearing a woman, women who were very conservative, voted for Trump. I know one well who had an abortion, and then you go around, you go find, I suppose, examples of it. It's not something that's wonderful. It's, as I said, not an option that I would choose. But I don't want somebody telling me or someone else, this is none of the government's business. Explain, please, how it is the government's business to regulate this sort of thing. I don't any more than the government's business to regulate, I suppose, any kind of treatment. And that's one of the things we've gotten into with COVID. The government got so involved in it. And now we find that there are questions about the vaccine that was mandated and has, you know, still, we're having our award ceremony in Los Angeles on May 24th, the Gracie Award that you ladies, Jennifer and Victoria, and you won, and the name of the program. And there are probably, you have to have a, you got to have a card to get in. And there are some people who have won that don't have a card. For whatever the reason, they didn't get all of the shots, or they didn't get any shots. So because of that, they can't get their prize. They can't win. I mean, I think that's, it's, we've become control freaks here.
It is. It seems very easy for people to want to tell others how to live their lives. Well, what if people, especially females voting against this, or men who have wives and daughters or whatever, and voting, or I shouldn't say against, but voting for abortion rights to be overturned. What about in the case of rape or incest? Mm-hmm. In the state of Tennessee, it's equal parenting rights. So essentially, a woman who is raped and conceives a child through that, if she, you know, she doesn't give the baby up for adoption because the guy says no, you can't give, the rapist says no, you can't give the baby up for adoption, she would have to co-parent with her rapist.
Yeah, see, that's been discussed. I heard that discussion, and I wasn't sure of states that where that existed. So where you are in Kentucky, in Tennessee and Nashville.
Tennessee and Kentucky has that, too.
Both of them, yeah. Mm-hmm. I would say, and this I say advisedly, a lot of the southern states will have this as a part of the reality, if, in fact, this goes through. Now, so the other side of it is maybe the discussion that comes out of this in the next month or so, because the decision probably, even though there may have been, they always have these sort of pre-vote votes. And so maybe with all the discussion that will come, certainly as a this kicks what's going on in Ukraine off the front page and may for a while hold it in that position. The deliberations supposedly continue, and the up and down about the vote is fluid. Sometimes justices change their mind after a quote-unquote draft opinion. Major decisions subject to multiple drafts and multiple votes. Anyway, the court's not finally voting on this for the next month or two. So I look back at the whole situation back to 1973. I don't really remember too much about this, to be honest. I remember the vote. In 73, I was on the air in 73, but I was still a disc jockey, and it didn't become a conversation piece because, frankly, there wasn't a lot of talk radio around in 1973. It wasn't until the mid-70s that it started, and it wasn't until the mid-80s that it got hot, and it wasn't until the mid-90s that Limbaugh and that group started to get really serious traction. So that wasn't, you know, the forum was different. There were different forums for it. And so you think about what happened, and then you think about what's happening, and then you think, about the controversy. And so I suppose the question for a woman would be, what's it really all about? Remember that old movie? You probably don't. The Alfie, what's it all about, Alfie? What is this really all about? Is it about a woman's right to choose? Is it about federal government, quote-unquote, protections? Is it about the state's rights? You know, so much here that is part of the conversation, which makes it interesting and also makes it extraordinarily one way or the other. Not many people in the middle on this one.
Well, so, or the unborn baby's rights. I get that argument full throttle because the child didn't choose to be concepted. And any child whose parent wanted to have an abortion and decided against it are very thankful that they were not aborted. And I totally get that argument. But it's not a black and white area. There are so many shades of gray that this is a discussion that a woman and whoever her partner is, when it's not incest or rape, and the doctor, that's the conversation they should be having.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else needs to be involved.
I think there were times, if I remember history correctly, and I could be, my mind could be a little bent on this, but it seems to me that what was going on in our country before, like, the Industrial Revolution was that abortion was legal. And so then the case started in 1969, and you know, this went on for the discussion. Obviously, went on for a couple of years, and it. It seemed to me it was more controversial after, maybe I was more aware of it after I went on as a talk personality in the mid 70s. But I'm sure I just wasn't paying attention to it, although I was married at the time and, had a baby on the way in 73. Actually, the baby was here in 73. The states and that you can hear in my voice it's exasperating. There are so many different parts to this legal history. There's so much video. There's so much in print. It just is. And it's. I find most of the people who talk about it are ignorant of the real facts. I think that's kind of.
I think that's fair to say.
Yeah, it really is. So, and it's then strongly political. And I remember even George Bush, the father, getting into this, saying that he was against it. And his wife almost laughed publicly when he said that. She said, well, he's saying that for political reasons, but he doesn't believe a word of it. And so I don't know what Trump had to say about it. Do you remember what Trump had to say about it?
No, I'm not sure. Pregnancy is hard. Pregnancy, I wanted a baby. I tried for a baby, and I hated every moment of that pregnancy. It is very hard. And actual parenting, it is such a joy, but it is also the hardest job I've ever had in my life. And to force that on somebody, yes, adoption is always an option, and personally, I'm against abortion for my life, and I would never choose to do so. I can't make that choice for other people.
Yeah, and you shouldn't have to, and you shouldn't be able to.
Nobody should have the right to make that choice for other people.
All right, so that's where you come down. So as far as social media is concerned with DJV Show, Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, what question are we going to ask about this to get people? Because people need to be able to express themselves on this. So what do we ask?
Yes, definitely give us your thoughts on this. Do you think this is the right call? Is it the wrong call? And why? State your case. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at DJV Show is the handle.
Or are we jumping the gun because the decision hasn't really been officially made yet? That's the question as well. 18 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Calatrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Straight Talk Wireless now has the new iPhone 13 with cinematic mode, which lets you focus on what matters. And with Straight Talk, you can focus on getting the best deal. Our Silver Unlimited plan is just $45 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. And it runs on the largest, most dependable networks, now with nationwide 5G. With the iPhone 13 on Straight Talk, you can share whatever you want, wherever you want. Straight Talk Wireless. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at Straight Talk.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Heart disease is the number one killer in America. Cancer, the second. Stroke and other kinds of conditions immediately related to your dietary choices and the environmental conditions that we live in. The combination of a high carbohydrate, low protein causes the greatest increase in insulin production, even more than the carbohydrate by itself.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program for this Tuesday morning. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner now, mentioning the Roe v. Wade thing and the impact that will have. We'll call all of the we got the new call line. Isn't that almost ready? We're going to do a caller thing as well as social media.
Yes, it is. It'll be ready tomorrow.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So we'll have input this week on things like Roe v. Wade. Other things that are sort of a legal nature, social media folks sounding off on a defamation trial. Who won and who lost after this?
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
To you, my love, my heart I surrender just as soon as I deal with yonder fender bender. Cause my ice cream truck is the way I make cash, so I'll buy you a ring when I lose this dress rash.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but at least Progressive Commercial saves you money with personalized discounts. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I'm gonna make you so happy sometime next year, I hope.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
All right, so in All's Right with the World, in the All's Right with the World department, Jay, the situation with the Kardashians versus Black China. Wow,
yeah.
I've been awake all night wondering about this, so what's the scoop?
I know, losing sleep. There's so many Kardashian Jenners that they're always in the news. There's always something going on with one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday we were talking about a really good story with Kendall Jenner's 818 Tequila and how they're using the agave pulp waste to make adobe bricks and Today it's Kardashian Jenner's win in their case against the Blac Chyna defamation trial. No damages have been awarded to Blac Chyna in her defamation trial against the Kar Jenners.
So what did she just to go back to? Just give us a few seconds.
Yeah.
On.
So she was claiming that the family used their influence to tarnish her reputation and prevent financial opportunities,
right,
and that they allegedly conspired to cancel the second season of Robin Chyna. Well, the family denied all of that. The network and production executives testified that Robin Chyna was never officially greenlit for a second season because the couple, well, the former couple's relationship took, like, a really tumultuous turn. She was seeking nearly $140 million in damages, $110 million in economic damages, and $36 million in general damages for emotional distress. And Rob testified and even saying that he was like she choked him with a phone charger cord. She pointed a gun at his head. She
said it was empty,
and all of it was just
crazy.
A joke. Yeah,
really?
All of it was just a joke. She apparently made said like text messages or DMs or something that were harassing to Kylie. Kylie Chyna has two kids, one with Tyga and one with Rob. And at the time, Kylie was dating Tyga. It was all messy. It was like Chyna was with Tyga, and then we're not even going to use that. But it's just, it's a lot. It was messy. The Kar Jenners won their case.
Good. Congratulations to them, and a boo for Blac Chyna. 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Nissan has unveiled its prototype production facility for laminated all-solid-state battery cells. Nissan aims to launch an EV with all-solid-state batteries developed in-house by fiscal 2028, with plans to establish a pilot production line at its Yokohama plant in fiscal 2024. All-solid-state batteries are expected to be game-changing technology for accelerating the popularity of EVs. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
And now a small business setback. Set to smooth jazz.
It's late. You're driving in the rain with only one thing on your mind. The deer about to total your HVAC van. But with Progressive's 30-plus customizable coverage options, you're covered. The rest is just saxophone.
When running your small business gets rough, Progressive Commercial is there to smooth it out. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Tweak the sound.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
How do you make the most of your land? Shaw does it behind the wheel of a John Deere 1025R compact tractor.
Shaw stands for skilled hands at work.
And he lives up to the name as he uses his versatile tractor to make
the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
And the Allens fire up their John Deere 3032E compact tractor
to grow about 9 acres of flowers.
Because the beauty of having land is deciding how to make it yours. There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court has voted to strike down the landmark Roe v. Wade decision, according to initial draft majority opinion written inside the court and obtained illegally by Politico. Quote, Roe was egregiously wrong from the start, end quote. The court writes in an effort to protect life in the womb. A body inside a deteriorated barrel was found over the weekend on the newly exposed bottom of Nevada's Lake Mead, about 30 miles southeast of Las Vegas. Las Vegas Police Lieutenant Ray Spencer reported items found in the barrel indicate it's been there since the 1980s. Naomi Judd died by suicide following a longtime struggle with mental health. The country legend took her own life Saturday, multiple sources confirmed to People magazine. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is always there for anybody. 1-800-273-TALK. We are USA Radio News.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and conditions.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
The man responsible for border security, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, has been failing at his job. Republican lawmakers claim he can't handle the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border and needs to be impeached. Mr. Mayorkas replies on CNN.
I am incredibly proud to work with 250,000 dedicated and talented personnel, and I look forward to continuing to do so. I am focused on mission and supporting our incredible workforce.
Republican Representative Michael Guest on Newsmax Monday claims Mayorkas is lying about securing the border as he's seen it firsthand.
Certainly not true. I had the opportunity to visit the border twice within the last 2 weeks. Went to El Paso and then returned to Eagle Pass. And when I was there, along with other Republican members, every person that we spoke to, without exception, said two things. One, that the border is the worst that they have seen it in their lifetime. And two, that they feel that this administration has abandoned it. And so for Secretary Mayorkas to tell Congress, to tell the American public that the border is closed and that the border is secure, he's being dishonest with us. And I think that we need to continue to call him out. You throw in the number of gotaways, those individuals that we know because of electronic surveillance that crossed the border that were not apprehended, that number then rises to over a quarter of a million people in March alone. And so this individual, Secretary Mayorkas, is not being truthful, and we cannot allow him to continue to lie to the American public.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Who's buying the land? If it's being sold because families don't want to keep farming or because the government requires that you pay taxes, whatever the reason, so who are the buyers?
Iowa has stepped forward and has laws relating to foreign ownership of farm ground. It is very, very difficult to buy a farm in Iowa if you are not a citizen of the United States.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here in the name of God and country, this is the DJV program. Hi, Doug Steffen with Jay. The only Jay we got in captivity today is Jay Kirshner. And it's kind of fun. I always like talking to Jay. I like talking to each one of the ladies individually. Victoria's a hoot. Jennifer's always funny. Jay is very pensive about things. And that's kind of, you like to have all of the ladies who are pensive. That's why we won the Gracie Award. Well, they did. I didn't win it. And it's because they work well together. There's a little bit of something different in each one of their voices, each one of their thought processes. So everybody can hear all the pieces. It's good energy, sometimes conflicting energy. Man, there's plenty of conflicting energy, by the way, in the sky today. Wow. A lot of people having a hard time deciding which is the most difficult situation for us to think through or to talk about. I guess if we're talking to our astrologers, where Mars is in the moment, Mars is a difficult planet, and the difficulties that we're having here is, some of it's been pretty predictable. according to the astrologers that I've known. Although I don't know that the specifics of Putin and Russia and all of that stuff. So yesterday, for those of you who I'm sure there isn't anybody alive that didn't hear that Putin underwent an operation, and it looks like there isn't a lot of truth behind whatever we were told, whatever the world was told about what Putin was going through. Apparently now it's becoming obvious that he's suffering from early stage dementia, and he's become paranoid. And
Putin's paranoid? Who'd have thought?
I know.
Dementia or not.
Yeah, right. Well, anyway, there was one of his former KGB agents. Remember, Putin ran the KGB, and that's how he got control of all of the things that he has control over. He was a ruthless KGB agent and has remained being ruthless. You know, these people seem to surface and get to the top in Russia. The more ruthless you are, the better you seem to be in terms of running things in Russia. So anyway, this former KGB agent who is his one of his lieutenants says that he has early onset dementia and his paranoia. Apparently he's killing lots of former friends, traitors now they are to him. And this is obviously a definition of insanity in a manner of speaking. The speculation about his health, the fact that he kept people everywhere, no matter who the meeting was with, they were 40 feet away. And now there seems to have been a question that wasn't answered about some kind of an operation yesterday. Meanwhile, his press secretary says Putin's health is excellent. Okay, yeah, sure. We all agree with that. This fellow who was a lieutenant is Boris... Oh, wow. Karpinchukov. Yes, maybe, Jay? Karpinchukov? Karpinchukov. All right, whatever. It's not important.
Boris. Good old Boris.
Yeah, Boris says that members of Putin's inner circle have not been really told about the state of his health because they want to protect his quote-unquote tough, strongman image. Now, this guy who's been doing all the talking about Putin has moved to England. I'm sure he wouldn't be saying these things if he was in Russia. Apparently he was a double agent. Sounds like a good movie here as much as anything else. But he is quoted in an article in the Sun that everybody, including those inside the Russian security services, even inside his close inner circle, are being referred to as traitors, and they're being bumped off one by one. He's so suspicious. This sounds just like what was going on at the end of Nazi Germany. When Hitler was worried about who was faithful to him, he just was killing all the people in his inner circle. He was just killing.
Look at him the wrong way. Just because you're actually thinking of something else, you're not actually looking at him. And
or his girlfriend.
All of a sudden you're dead.
They're dead. Right, exactly. So now we should call him Mad Vlad instead of Bad Vlad, right? Parkinson's, dementia, that sort of thing can bring about all kinds of other health complications. So in the meantime, the business goes on, although I don't see too many reports about the war. What I see is a lot of conversation about Hitler being Jewish and the Kremlin saying that Hitler was Jewish, and this is more insanity. See, this helps the explanation of his insanity where people, you know, I've often said, with people like this, you have to really understand what's going on. It's not surface stuff. It's what's going on behind the scenes, if you will. And so this business about denazifying Ukraine, Zelensky is Jewish, and so that at least makes it somewhat believable, except all the rest of the stuff that goes with it, and the fact that the Holocaust... Why would there have been a Holocaust if Hitler was Jewish?
I've been hearing that ever since I was younger too. That Hitler was Jewish. I don't know if it's true.
Really?
Or not. I really don't care.
I never heard that before
in my
life.
That was something I've been hearing a lot too, and that he was kind of like a self-hating Jewish man, and he valued light skin, light hair, light colored eyes, and he had dark hair. He had dark brown eyes. He was just a self-hating kind of person. That's one of the narratives that I've heard.
Yeah, there's plenty of that going around. For sure. I mean, plenty of people don't like themselves. There's no question about that. And
oh, yeah. So, and then, but back to Putin, he... Even whatever they're saying, or we want to get rid of the Nazis, or we want to get rid of people, we want to clear the swamp in Ukraine, whatever. You lost the right of any validity when you started killing women and children on like with built that were hiding in buildings that clearly stated there were women and children in there. Mm-hmm. What threat was that?
There's no reason. There's no threat to any of it. Actually, that was clear. He's just a madman, and here he is. His fingers on the on everything, and so how again we go back to do we not learn our lessons as human beings? This is the exact same playbook that came up during the 30s when Hitler came to power during the war and how he got started. So unless you stop somebody like that now, instead of having gutless responses that everybody from Biden around the world has had, other than Zelensky, they're all gutless, and so. Here we have the latest player in this. It's the Pope. Pope Francis says that he wants to meet with Putin to try to stop this madness. He sent a message and he hasn't received a reply. He said, how can I stop or help to stop so much brutality? Which it seems to me is the Pope's job. Otherwise, he's irrelevant too. And I think, so this is a good move. I've always kind of liked this Pope. There's some things, you know, I'm not a Catholic, but I thought, remember early on, were you with me when we were talking about leaders and how he seemed to be the only leader in the world that really was a leader? He made a lot of things, you know, the controversies continue about the Catholics and, you know, all of the business with the boys and the priests and all that stuff. But he has stepped up.
He's not afraid to get his hands dirty.
No, uh-uh. So what apparently he's reached out to the Russian Orthodox, the guy that runs the Russian Orthodox Church.
But what if Bad Vlad feels like the Pope is a threat? Is he going to order to have him killed? Would somebody actually follow through with that order?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a question, right? It's all kinds of questions. He needs to be, and the world community needs to step up. And if I could somehow get to him, never shot anything or anybody in my life, but I'd be right there, man. This has gone way too far. The Pope went to the Russian embassy in Italy when all this started. And nobody knew that until this newspaper article that came out the other day. He tried through the meeting to send a message to Putin. The message that he sent to Putin at the Russian embassy in Italy was, quote, I'm willing to go to Moscow and talk about this war and what's happening. And you know, if Putin is as mad as we all think he is, he's not going to respond to that. You're not going to be able to reason with the guy because he's a madman. Nobody's going to change what's in his mind. Why would he waste his time? And in his point of view,
To him, he's right. He has the utmost moral values. He's right. He is whatever it is he is doing. To him, he is the good guy. He is the hero of his story.
Well, he seems to be.
He's not going to let anybody tell him otherwise.
The Russian Orthodox Church, in order not to fall out of favor with the Putin and the leaders, has had a pretty stupid response. And I don't know if stupid is the right word, but offensive response. And so this, according to the Pope, is causing a split among Christians because the Orthodox, you know, Russian Orthodox Church is a Christian, is a, you know, an outgrowth, if you will, of the Christian Church. So certainly there's that to be thinking about today. Here's the story of Oleg Tinkoff, who is one of the Russian tycoons that didn't like the beginning, at the very beginning of the war, he said, this is wrong, don't do it. And so at that point in his life, he was worth $9 billion, self-made business tycoon, kind of a little, but he's doing a lot of theft and stealing stuff, et cetera, et cetera. He owns a lot of energy and mineral industries. Mr. Tinkoff criticizing the war, and after that, the president contacted his executives in his company, threatened to nationalize the bank that he owned, and all of the other things. Apparently this guy had a 35% stake in a mining operation, and they took that away from him. The retribution against this guy didn't kill him, but they managed to take most of all of his fortune and all of his companies away from him. So that was the end of that for this guy. And that's what's happened to a lot of them. Story in the New York Times, this guy was interviewed from a place that he couldn't disclose, obviously. Because he ran after he'd made the statement and Putin threatened him. He just left. He disappeared.
Because he's smart.
Right,
Putin's
exactly.
Putin's a loose cannon.
Mm-hmm. This guy, Tinkoff has survived leukemia. Like lots of other people who are from that part of the world, they came to the West. I think he was treated in England and he was treated in America for his illness. But all of his fortune taken away from him, Gonzo, he always said he was independent of the Kremlin. But you look at the consequences facing these people who stay there and cross Putin. And then you think about sort of an explanation as to why there hasn't been a lot of talk from the business leaders who have stayed there. They're worried about their life and their wallet, as one could expect. 47 after the hour, this is the DJV program.
And now a small business setback. Set to smooth jazz.
It's late. You're driving in the rain with only one thing on your mind. The deer about to total your HVAC van. But with Progressive's 30-plus customizable coverage options, you're covered. The rest is just saxophone.
When running your small business gets rough, Progressive Commercial is there to smooth it out. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Twink the sound.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhayprotein.net. That's bestwhayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time. Very important stories today. Let's get started because Victoria's not here. I'll do the first story. Jay will do the second story. Google announcing a couple of months ago it was recalling 1.7 million Fitbit Ionic smartwatches. You have one of those, Jay?
Not a Fitbit one, but I do have the Apple one. I used to have Fitbit. They're not bad.
Well, this one, apparently there have been 78 reports of people getting burned. And so this lawsuit was filed to recall, but according to the latest filing, it doesn't go far enough. Court documents released yesterday, all Fitbit smartwatches and fitness trackers have the same defect, which is overheating, causing burns, and creating a fire hazard on your wrist. Wow, that's great.
The complaint also
accuses Fitbit of trying to deflect blame onto consumer hygiene. Good God. All right, you know what? This needs some conversation outside of here. So I want to spend some time on this when we resume our conversation.
Do they expect you not to sweat when you're working out?
Yeah, this is ridiculous. All right, Twitter has an edit button, and you'll find out what it looks like from Jay right after this.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and, of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
All right, so Jay Bird, what's the story here with this edit button from Twitter? You're probably on top of this because of your connection to all the social media.
Well, yeah, and with Twitter, people, this is something people have been asking for, because how often have you noticed, especially using your phone, and there is a typo or an autocorrect, and it kind of changes your tweet, or it gives you the wrong there instead of the other there, and now you just look like you don't know what the difference between there, there, and there.
Yeah, you look like a dummy.
Yes, and it's embarrassing. And especially if people have already been commenting, you don't want to go delete it because you lose those comments. So Twitter's been working on the edit button. It is still in development. But basically what it's going to look like is you press a button called Edit Tweet. The drop-down menu comes down from context, and then you can edit the tweet. You'll get 30 minutes after you publish a tweet to hit that button. So if you have to, you have a 30-minute window to notice if you messed up or not. And then you open the window with your entire original content laid out in front of you. You can change it. You can delete it. You can publish whatever you want. It's not just for typos, but it's also raising a question of what happens afterward. How can readers tell if you mess with your tweet after the fact that you messed with it? If somebody already commented on something that you tweeted, and then not just a typo, but somebody goes and deletes what they said and then kind of recreates something else, but it's in that same format and people have already been commenting, will it change how their comment looks? Does it, if somebody agreed with something and then the tweet gets changed, that, does it still look like they're agreeing with it? So that's something that people are kind of questioning.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're looking at like an old unedited version of a tweet, Twitter would hopefully tip you off about something with that.
Yeah. All right. All the time people spend on social media. Here's something from Facebook that deserves some attention. The podcast, and I don't know that I knew much about this, but I guess you probably do. It's been out there for a year. They wanted to sort of be competitive in the pod. I do remember this in the podcast world because of its popularity, and Zuckerberg wants to suck as much as he can out of everything. And there have been other social media sort of that have done this. Apple has done it, apparently. So they incorporated podcasts into their platform to allow users to upload content. But one of the main reasons for the shift now with Facebook is that they apparently not making any money at it, and I don't think they did it very well. Are you familiar with this, Jay? Do you know, have you seen or heard any of these?
Yeah, it wasn't, like you said, you didn't really know that they had it. A lot of other people didn't either. They didn't do a really good rollout with this. And now Facebook and their parent company, Meta, are looking to reevaluate how their audience's time is divided. And they feel like doing podcasts on that platform just isn't one of the
realistic options. There's too much of this stuff. There just is. Way too much of it. So anyway, and it couldn't happen to a nicer bunch. The world's not in love with Zuckerberg, that's for sure. All right. Thank you, Jay. It's 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.